current trend in Baroque music is to play it only on so-called early instruments. But classical music critic Lord Schwartz says we might overlook some great performances if we limit ourselves to original instruments. One of the 20th century Bach pioneers was the Hungarian Jewish violinist Joseph Szigeti, who recorded Bach long before the original instrument movement took hold. Lloyd has a review of two recent reissues that feature Szigeti playing Bach.
Earlier in the century, one of Bach's best-loved pieces was his Concerto for Two Violins, also known as the Double Concerto. In 1940, George Balanchine used it for one of his best-loved ballets, Concerto Barocco. But it doesn't seem to be performed much anymore. Maybe it's too expensive for orchestras to hire two soloists. But the Double Concerto is a marvelous piece. Its two lively, rhythmically tricky outer movements surround a slow movement of the most urgent lyricism. Joseph Szigeti's 1937 recording, which has just been reissued on a Pearl compact disc, was made at the height of his technical powers. He plays second violin, the part probably played by Bach himself. His partner is Carl Flesch, one of the great performers and pedagogues of the generation preceding Szigeti's. Bach's sonatas and partitas for solo violin are even more difficult works, certainly more searching and complex than Bach's six suites for solo cello. The 16-minute Chaconne from the second partita is one of the world's masterworks for a solo instrument. No other performance I've heard matches the heroic drama and subtlety of Szigeti's playing here. These landmark recordings were originally made in the mid-1950s and have just been reissued on a Vanguard two-disc set. Many early instrument performances tend to rob Bach of his daring sense of exploration. Earlier violinists this century turned difficult Bach into an excuse for virtuoso display. The purity of Szigeti's style makes all of his Bach performances sound timeless, while his uncanny phrasing keeps them continually fresh and revealing. Szigeti's Bach speaks, and it speaks to us. Along with the Bach Double Concerto on the Pearl CD are two powerful examples of Szigeti in a far more romantic style. Szigeti was also a champion of contemporary music. He was a good friend of the Swiss-born Jewish composer Ernest Bloch, who settled in this country in 1938. The large-scale violin concerto that Bloch dedicated to Sigeti is remarkable for its use of Native American themes. Sigeti recorded it with Charles Munch and the Paris Conservatory Orchestra in 1939, less than a year after the world premiere in Cleveland. The other piece on this album, Nigun, which means improvisation, is a movement from Bloch's 1923 Baal Shem Suite, Three Pieces from Hasidic Life. This 1928 recording with Sigeti and pianist Karl Ruhrseitz is irresistible in its uninhibited outpouring of Yiddish melancholy.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed two new CDs on the Vanguard and Pearl labels, featuring historic recordings by Joseph Sigeti.